but if we can, you're not getting a handout, they're giving your money back.
Stanley, we understand up here, I want you to understand, we understand what's going on, and they do have some tax credit programs, which they gave us in our training clear back 3 years ago. So there is some information out there to give you tax credits based on your age or disability. Is that correct, guys? I think you were over there talking before. I mean, we're just providing you information that can. The biggest problem we're having right now is that hardship is not a basis by which we as a board can reduce somebody's taxes. It's just based on whether or not this is consistent with what's happened to everybody else or not. And that's part of our problem, even if we understand. Well, and every one of us have the increase.
I mean, my concern on this is my concern is the functional obsolescence of this property, and I mean, it's just.
You want to see the pictures again?
Yes, if you could show us the pictures of that again, it's just.
I can't make it any larger.
When my assessors go out, though, when they appraise it, they do take into consideration condition. And again, we're using the same methodology for every property. So if his neighbor has the same type, he's going to be charged the same.
Well,
is your neighbor's house nicer or not as nice?
Well, but it's a stick-built house that's 15 years old. Belongs to my cousin. That's my grandfather's land that got cut up.
Is this house isn't the one that's built around the mobile home, though, right?
No, that's just a shed that my brother had. That's the house. That's just, it's a mobile home.
It's a double wide.
It is a double wide?
From the looks of it.
Dad put vinyl siding and a hipped roof on it back in 84, I think.
So it
might have been 85.
Well, this is just based on the increase across the board. There's no physical inspection you've done out this property.
If it was, it was Chuck.
On Beacon, it says it's a double wide.
I'm coming down based on that. If that's mobile, I thought it was a regular just stick out.
It's got a 500-gallon metal septic tank that my grandpa put in at 75. I don't imagine it's done any good.
No, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that Mr. Gross is... Mr. Gross, you probably worked hard your whole life, correct?
I have. I still work.
And you probably don't. You probably worked your whole life and probably don't care to receive anything from the government, correct?
I don't trust them. They're going to want that money back one
day. I understand.
Day.
My dad has worked hard his whole life, paid for his property, and he would roll over in his grave before he applied for some government handout program. So... although I think it's a fine program, but I understand your sentiment on this. I'm going to make a motion that we establish his value at 2020's was at $28,441.
Again, based on the fact that it is a mobile encased, basically, I'll second the motion.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
And I take a little bit different stance because all of the government money that is out there is our money. We all paid it in. So that's my perspective. And so if they're going to give you some of it back, take some of it back.
Well, I agree with you. I understand that. I
agree
with that.
It's all our money in the first place.
My dad may not agree with you, but...
So we good?
You will get a letter. Yeah, they will... Those value, you'll get a letter in the mail stating that it has been approved, your request.
Cool. Thank you all.
And if you stop in the office, we're happy to give you the paperwork to send.
I'll give that some thought.
Okay.
Do we have anybody else in here that is an in-person? Sir, are you here for a particular... Are you here for a particular... Yes, yes.
What are you here for?
The valuation of the History Museum downtown Branson, the old shoe store. And it was not adjusted this year, but I would make two points on the valuation of it.
Are you on the docket?
No.
Okay.
Not aware of it, other than conversation saying you were.
Well, I'm afraid we're only dealing with stuff on the docket.
If you want to hang around for a minute, we might be able to at the end. But
that was the word that I had. I was surprised.
Oh, okay. Let us get through some of these others, and then we'll see if we have some time. Tell me your name, sir.
Thank you.
It's Joe Reish.
Joe?
Oh.
Yeah. I was down getting shoes at his store when I was five.
Absolutely.
The shoe guy.
Yep.
So, Joe, you didn't come to see me about anything for that. You didn't come to see me for that.
No, I called your office and they said they were having this thing today.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It worked well enough in 20 years ago. Try it and see.
Okay.
Just give us a few minutes and we'll, talk.
Okay. Go on with your docket. I understand. I'm Johnny Come Lately.
Well, we're going to have to do some teleconferences here. Can I see him?
We've got some in-person stuff.
I don't know.
Because, when he does a teleconference, he just tells them that they're between 9 and 12. Right.
Between 9 and 12, correct. So we could. Yes, ma'am.
Kanakuk's here in person.
All right. Anybody here from Kanakuk?
Did you talk with Kanakuk and get anything resolved with them?
No, I mean, I thought I'd let you guys decide, because this is so confusing. This is the Franciscan rule that says whether they're tax-exempt or not. But the house we're talking about is the Davis's old house. They bought it for an office, and this says it has to be actually regularly used for a charitable purpose. It has to be dedicated unconditionally to the charitable activity, no profit, presently or prospectively, and
sure.
It has to be used for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons.
Right.
Well, they've not really started doing anything in the house, and it's just, they're saying they're going to make it an office, but it doesn't fit my rules yet, so you decide if you want that to be exempt or not.
Is Kanakuk's not here, nobody from Kanakuk?
Not yet. I mean, they're later on in the list, so we'll give them some time.
Oh, it's 11:45. Okay, my fault.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're just spending.
Yeah, we were just.
I didn't realize we had.
I didn't know.
I didn't realize that.
There's one person in here that I don't know who they are, and that's you. Are you in here for any particular item?
I'm here to support the museum and my friend's taxes that went up 80%.
Okay. So is there anybody else here that has a tax appeal today?
There's also a Kanakuk at 12.
Right.
So
they're probably waiting till later, Kanakuk is. So we can...
I didn't realize I'd put them on there one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So they're probably coming in for afternoon to take care of both of them.
So
due to Mr. Rush's deal where you've got the motion you did last time, they gave me the list. There's 142 parcels that
okay.
taken down 25%. So...
Okay, so coming back around to the Riverside Estates floodplain, what's? I thought we took care of this last meeting. Or is there something that we need to?
She's saying there's 122 of these.
142. She's saying I've got this
in the floodplain.
Oh, yeah.
In the floodplain, right?
Right.
Showing you the numbers for you guys to sign off on. Before
okay.
So.
There's a 25% decrease based on the floodplain.
Okay.
It's a substantial amount.
This is down on Acacia.
That's based on this motion y'all made on the first.
And Bearden's are in there, just FYI.
Yeah, we...
I think that'll open up the BOE for next year too, because if I'm in the floodplain, I'm going to want my.
Well, I mean, it definitely affects value, that's for sure.
Some of these look like they're... No, I guess they parts of them are in floodplain, parts of them are not. So if we had a house built above the floodplain, that might be... There's nothing that you as the assessor can go back and reassess these, especially if their house and property is out of the floodplain. I mean, we can visit those values again, I suppose. But
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out here which number Mr. Roche is in. Mr. Roche, can you point out which one is yours? So when they show this picture, they're saying these people are going to be underwater, right? I mean, floodplain.
No, not necessarily.
It just depends on how bad the flood is.
Yeah, it changes every year.
Do you recognize what you'd be?
I had circled the one.
I thought you were one over here.
I didn't bring all my paperwork with me.
Yeah, I just thought you'd recognize where you were on the shoreline. I thought you were like right in here.
Where's the boat dock? Yeah, the boat launch.
That's a big dock here, a huge one.
Yeah, I think that's the Let's see, it must be.
It looks like the boat dock is right where number one is, if you look at that.
If you send the boat docks there.
Okay, I'd be 17. Is what, no, that's Bob's. I'd be right here.
That's what I thought. I thought you were 30.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 30 or
50? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, he's all the way in.
Well, yeah, it shows him all blue.
But you see what I'm saying. You've got like 53 here. They may have everything up here, in which case they're not. It's just together. Private land, you know, their front yard or whatever is in the floodplain.
If it affects their insurance.
Now, I will add on some of those, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if their structure is not
in the
floodplain,
even if the water is in the floodplain,
their insurance.
They're still required
anyway,
to have flood insurance.
I'm okay with both.
Just because the whole property
that if she reassesses and figures out the goal.
What if they change the
property?
But you know, the floodplain got
just has one quarter of her property in the floodplain, she still has to have flood insurance.
And how much these played the
FEMA change the
floodplain where like his house.
I think that includes. This is the new floodplain, is it not?
Yes, it
this
would be.
This is the newest one we have on our system.
Right.
The question is how far out are we on our value on structures? I mean, if we're at 65% value, we're certainly within range for even the floodplain. I mean, I was not the assessor the whole time, but I'm happy to go out and do this all again, you know, for the next time for you if that's what you want. And absolutely,
well,
I look into it.
We're not, of course, going to tell you how to do your job. But my thought process was that some of these properties have quite a bit of the property above the floodplain. Part of their property is in the floodplain, and if all of their structure is above it for insurance and everything else, it's probably going to be. It's not going to change the value much as long as they're. It's basically some yard that's in the floodplain. They're probably not going to change their value much. But some of them are completely in the floodplain.
Right. So. Based on my cost approach with our book, we're at, 65% of value, according to the ratio thing, somewhere in there. But then if I'm going to do the comparison approach where I'm finding sales letters of people who sold around there, am I still going to find the same results that were way down? That's
right.
The question. That's where we're getting a slippery slope on these. I don't want to overvalue anybody, obviously.
Dwayne, since we're on Riverside Estates.
I've got a question for Mr. Baker.
Yes, sir.
If a young fellow comes to you wanting to borrow money on something that is partial or fully in a floodplain, are you going to require him to have flood insurance?
Absolutely.
So that right there is going to limit your, you know, your sales somewhat, I'm assuming, as to I don't have flood insurance. My house is paid for. My neighbor across the street told me that his was $14,600 a year. Now he's
and that's because his is completely in and yours is partially in. Is that basically?
I'm clear. I'm in the floodplain. Period.
No, it looks like he's underwater on his.
Yeah.
He's
it goes clear to the. I've had water up on the side of my house, but it hasn't gone in the house because of.
I remember what you said. Yeah.
We did the floodplain the other day, and then we only kind of got halfway there. What my concern was. We were above the 15% on what it's supposed to be capped at, raising our taxes. That was the second.